This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. This past Monday night, I was at a wedding in Brooklyn, in the Palace, and I had the good fortune to be sitting next to Harav HaGaon, Rabbi Yonasan Avner Sachs, Rabbi Yonasan Sachs, the Rosh Shiva in Beis Medrash Talmud, Landers, also the Rav of the Aguda of Passaic, and he shared with me what he said over in Shir this week on Parshas Mishpatim. He said it's found in Rebbe Chanan and Kedarkai. He quoted me the exact paragraph. Oh, it's Kuf Lamed Beis. And it's really a remarkable explanation of a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Chav Beis. The Gemara says that, of course, we know the Eved Ivri goes free after 6 years, but if he says, I don't want to go free. I love my master. I love my wife. I love my children. So then he stays. The Gemara says, Im Amar Yoimar. It only works if he says it once. I'm sorry, if he says it twice, if he repeats it. If he says it once, it doesn't go. Maybe he just, you know, he said it in as a whimsical idea, but he didn't really mean it. Im Amar Yoimar, it's only if he says it twice. If he says it once, it has no halachic standing. So, this is insight that Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin came up with. Rabbi Chanan said he heard it from none other than Rabbi Chaim Brisker himself. Im Amar Yoimar, the Medrash says, it's interesting, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav lach al toisef, don't you dare say, what? Don't say one more tefillah. Don't say one more tefillah. What was that one more tefillah that Moshe said? That Moshe would have said? What was tefillah 1:5:15? You know, the Medrash says in the Yalkut, you know what Moshe Rabbeinu davened? Ahavti es Adoini, I love you, Hashem. Es Ishti, I love the Torah. Es Bonai, I love Klal Yisrael. Lo Yitzei Chavshi, I don't want to die, I want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So Hashem said, Al Toisef, don't say one more tefillah. That implies that if he would have said one more tefillah, Hashem would have had to answer. What was that tefillah that Hashem would have to answer? Hashem says, don't say it. That implies if he would have said it, then Hashem's hands would have been tied. Yes, because there's a halacha, Im Amar Yoimar Ha'eved, that if the Eved says it twice, the master is stuck. So what was that tefillah that Moshe could have said? The answer is Moshe knew the whole Torah. Moshe knew the Gemara in Kedushin. Moshe knew that he already said once, Ahavti es Adoni, es Ishti es Banai, that if he would merely say it one more time, Hashem would have been stuck. So Hashem said, you're right, I would be stuck, therefore don't say it. Meaning, why did Hashem tell Moshe Dafka now don't say it? Hashem rejected the first 5:14, so he could have rejected this one also. The answer is no, he couldn't have, because this tefillah would have been Im Amar Yoimar, Moshe would have repeated Ahavti es Adoni es Ishti v'es Banai. Says Rabbi Chanan, Shamati Mikvoid Mayrenu Mayri v'Rabi Hagoin Reb Chaim Alevi from Hagoin Reb Yeshua Leib Diskin. That was the 550th that Hashem said Rav Lach Al Toisef. That's what I was zoicha to hear this Monday night in Brooklyn, in the palace. This, the tefillah of Moshe would have been Im Amar Yoimar Ad Sheyoimar V'yishane.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.